Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this Wednesday, October 1st, 2025. I have your host, James, behind the mic. We are joined today by our great friends from the Wood County Sheriff's Department. We got Sheriff Sean Becker with us right now. Sean, always good to see you.
Great to see you. Always a pleasure.
Appreciate the time from you. And our great friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, big shout out to the gang over there. Do yourself a favor. Go to YouTube, subscribe to their page. Just type into your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and keep up to date on all the cool things that they are doing over there. Sean, I got a couple places and a couple things I wanted to get to with you. But we do this thing on our show where we get into our National Day of Calendar. And today is National Coffee with a Cop Day. Does this count? I take a drink of my coffee right now. Does that count?
Let it rip. I didn't know that. Obviously, I didn't pay attention to the national calendar.
A little busy, understandable.
Yeah, but you know, periodically we've done coffee with a cop, and I know the last time I think we partnered with Portage County Sheriff's Department in the Kellner area, which is great. I'll have to get on the phone with Sheriff Lucas, and we'll have to set something up like that again. It's always nice to do community events like that where we're out in the public, just sitting down, just having conversations with people. So appreciate you bringing that up. If I would have known that, I would have brought some coffee. We could have done a toast.
Next year. We'll salute. Next year, we'll do that.
Yeah, sounds good.
You kind of see where I was going with that a little bit, because I'm remembering those kind of events. Mm-hmm. And certainly, we just got done with one, the ride, a cop ride along where I had the bike ride. I wanted to hear how that went.
Yeah, that went really well. Great weather. Thanks for bringing it up. Hannah over at... just got a blank here. At the UW
Extension?
Extension.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. she does a nice job putting together that event every year and includes us. Next year, I've been told that we need more deputies there. So I think I've got an in there and try to get in a Chief Zerflu to come and help us out.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's kind of the plan. It went really well. Great weather. A few people joined us, and it was fun.
Good to hear. You've been busy lately, and I didn't want to start here, but I don't know if I've ever been cross with you, sir, but I'm a little on edge. Uh-oh. You know I'm an actor. I've been acting for a long time. And here you get a popular TV show that comes to town, and you know that this could help my IMDb page. I got nothing on my page, man. I have no acting credits out there. Cops comes to town. Here's a perfect opportunity for me to just show up and act a little bit, but I didn't see the opening.
That's how it works.
No, it's not how
I don't think
it works.
You want to be on
No, no, I don't want to be on that show. It's the one show I don't want to be on. We did have this popular TV show that is being brought back.
Yeah.
They came to town. Before we get to them being in town and filming, how did this come about? This actually came about out of state, didn't it?
Yeah, it's a great story. I went to a training over in Georgia. It was put on by Homeland Security. And it was just a leadership training course that people from all over the country have gone to, and even outside of the United States. And tweak, like I said, focus on leadership for people that are, probably mid-level management all the way up to the top. And we've had an opportunity to send people for several years, and I was the fourth person to get the opportunity to go. And great training, and especially with the networking opportunities that you get with those kind of trainings with people that are all over the country, where you can, talk to them about whether it's policy-driven things or what's going on in your communities and compared to ours, how are you handling them, that kind of thing. So those relationships kind of build through that time frame of the training, and afterwards I still remain in contact with some of the people that I went to that training with. And one of them just reached out. We had a group message going and saying, hey, cops just filmed a TV show over in our area in Georgia. Anybody interested in doing that, and especially on a jail side of things? And I'm like, wow. Two things jumped out at me. One, the personal side of it, with the TV show Cops, just going back to the early 90s when I was finishing college and figuring out what direction that I wanted to go, where those opportunities were. And I had an interest in law enforcement and kind of started going that way. So the TV show, I think, was on every Friday at 7. If I remember, you have to ask my wife, because it was something that we watched. And, so that built the interest about me wanting to get into this career. So the personal end of it is like, oh, that'd be really cool. I mean, I had no idea what it takes to connect with the TV producers to get them here. And I just said, yeah, I'd be really interested in having them, you know, come here to Wood County. And on the bigger part, not just because we have a new jail, I think, it, you know, with the focus on the jail gave, I looked at it, the opportunity for see what our corrections officers are doing here, you know, and not just local level, but a national level. And I thought that was like really the biggest push for me. Yeah, yeah, the personal thing, like, yeah. But, you know, I'm not in a squad car every day patrolling, so like, they're not going to ride with me, but they're going to get the opportunity not just to see a new facility, but to work with our corrections officers. So that's kind of how it came together. A big shout-out to Lieutenant Gene. I'm just drawing a blank.
It's today. One of you those know, mornings.
Can we start over? No, Gene Harley from Chatham County a police department in Georgia. He's the one that had given the contact, and cops had rolled with them. So that relationship, you know, how important it is to not only learn something when you go to a training, but that opportunity to network is huge, because you get, you know, some, you know, opportunities like this. And I didn't realize once we did the press release how much attention it would get, you know, a lot of sharing that on social media, which is great. It's a great awareness thing, and shows the popularity of the Cops TV show. Right now we've got a weekend already, and the camera crew's been awesome. They've got some footage so far. They'll be here for probably at least a month, if not longer. It's fairly open-ended. I think what they do is they build up footage that we review, and then they, you know, then they'll use it at a future episode. I can't say exactly when it'll be used, probably sometime next year.
Yeah.
But I don't know exactly when. They'll let us know. I mean, that's a popular question that I've been asked several times. I couldn't say exactly when, but I would say probably sometime next year.
They're usually really good about letting people that were a part of the episode know, and I think there's even some legality to that they have to. So we'll be certainly as a community knowing the hell of time.
Yeah, I'll do some more press releases on it. The other thing I was, you know, you look at some of the comments that are on social media, some I ignore, but some, you know, you look at, and, you know, this didn't cost the county anything. Mm-hmm. You know, some of our county board members had gotten information, oh, this is costing Wood County $200,000. I'm like, no, that's,
you know, where do they get these numbers too?
I just set them straight. No, there's no cost to the county at all. So, yeah, and even with the staff, they've been awesome. You know, I think there's a little bit of apprehension with it right away. But the film crew's been just phenomenal. Just fitting in and, you know, working with everybody, and they've got a weekend, and it's been going over really well.
One of the things that I could see you getting into the show, and I could see you being pulled into it like a lot of people are. I think that I didn't watch it routinely, but I saw enough episodes, and I've had enough time since then, those original episodes in the 90s, look back and see some of that. And there's some things here and there about it we could go on and talk about. But one of the things that stood out to me was, for every scene that there is of, oh, they're chasing a possible criminal, and he's hiding under a kiddie pool or something. For every scene like that, there are heartfelt ones. There are ones where you see officers helping an unhoused person, or talking to somebody who could be arrested, but they talk it through and they figure it out and something, and maybe they're not arrested or something like that. You saw so many stories that you'd never see in TV or movies. You know, you never see those. There's been a billion cop shows. You've never seen storylines like you would on Cops. And they were actual, like, individuals, real police officers. Mm-hmm. Boy, I cannot think of a day and age where we could use that more than right now, and having that.
No, great point.
There's going to be those scenes where you're going to, they're chasing the guy around and everything, and he does some kooky or knucklehead or whatever and everything. But along with that, I hope and I imagine, you know, them bringing this back, and especially it sounds like they're taking time inside jails and like that. They're not doing that just for that type of footage. They're doing it for that homegrown footage, that stuff that really humanizes our officers, something you and I have been trying to do from day one.
Yeah, great point again. If you look at the consistency on the treatment of law enforcement throughout the country, you know, somebody might get arrested, but you're going to see the professionalism. And that's, again, Cops films all over the country. And, you know, what I've learned, it's not just the large you know, law enforcement agencies where you have a high volume of calls to service, it's everywhere, you know, that they're at. And here, you know, we're a smaller department. They reached out. Obviously, the show is still popular, but I think the biggest point, what you just said, is how you see the professionalism throughout the country, you know, and you're going to see that with our corrections staff, you know, and how they treat people, how they treat, you know, our inmates that are in custody with professionalism and respect. And no, it's, again, the personal end of it is kind of cool for me, but
oh, yeah.
It's not about, that's not why they're here. They're here to show what our corrections staff does and to highlight them. And so people can get the opportunity, not just locally, but nationally, to see, you know, how good we are.
That full circle moment for you is very organic, and that seems to be how it happens. I've had some moments like that and some others out there, and I love when that happens. It's just cool to hear that happen for you on a personal level. That's awesome. It is also just great to have something like this going on in our community and to be able to highlight that jail, to be able to highlight these officers and these individuals. It's a great thing. We'll be keeping an eye on that and certainly looking for that episode down the line. It's going to be exciting.
Like,
looking forward to it. I probably might ask you next month a little bit more about how the last bit of filming went and stuff.
Sure.
We might touch on this again.
Maybe we'll get one of the filmmakers to come in and talk to, if they're still around, if they're up to it.
Sure. We know that as we are getting into October here, there's a couple of things we want to highlight that are unique about October.
Yeah, Domestic Violence Awareness Month. That's for the month of October. Just to highlight our partnership with the Family Center here in Southwood County, and thank you for what they do and working with us and helping, you know, victims get through really tough situations. So a huge thank you to them. You'll see many of our deputies wearing a purple pin in respect or in more or less an awareness for Domestic Violence Awareness Month of October. But, you know, quite honestly, we've talked about this, every month, every day is domestic violence awareness. And just always remember, people are out there in tough situations that we've got to work through with them, and then working through not only the person that is going to be held responsible, but remember the victims. The victims, you know, the spouse, the children, you know, and the impact that it has. It affects everybody. So, we'll be, thinking of everybody this month, but it's really every day. It's something, especially in our profession. Then the other thing, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we also have Pink Patches. We've been doing that for quite some time. So you'll see deputies also wearing the pink patch throughout this month, but we didn't make it a requirement, just, hey, you only can wear this one month. You can wear it anytime, because it not only represents, you know, people going through breast cancer, but anybody that is going through cancer. It represents that tough situation, that health situation that somebody's going through, and cancer takes away too many good people from our lives. And it's a way to honor, represent them as we have the last several years. So, yeah, two big things this month to consider. Please think about the victims and people that are going through those, you know, situations with domestic violence, and the people going through not only breast cancer, but cancer itself. It affects so many people, family, friends, and thoughts and prayers to everybody that are going through that right now.
Want to thank you and the team being with us at the Family Center, being on the right side of history for that matter with this topic. And certainly the amount of purple that we see out there in the community is appreciated. You're going to see a lot of porch lights that will go purple. Encourage others to do that as well. Not only does that mean something as far as the cause and certain things like that, and it absolutely means something to the members over at the Family Center who, especially working in a nonprofit, you get this better than I do, sir. The grind of the week, the grind of the month, the grind of the year, and those things, and what gets you through that. And oftentimes it can be that little thing, that tiny thing that gives you that extra push or that extra motivation or just energy. And seeing, sometimes you're working at the Family Center and things can feel like it's you against the world or something like that. And then you see a community of three houses in a row with purple porch lights and you realize, oh, I'm not alone in this fight. You see our sheriff's department wearing purple or something like that. that. No, I'm not alone in this fight. I've got others with me on this. It goes so much farther than we can really put into words. And then there are the not just victims out there, but the possible ones. Yeah. There's statistically, we know there are many, many individuals out there that are in this situation right now, and we want them to get help. So when they see more and more people, more and more, almost a whole community on the same side on this topic, they're going to be that much more likely to come forward. They're going to be that much more likely to see that. These days of talking about this subject in a quiet voice are over. That we ain't putting the genie back in the bottle. We're not going backwards on this topic. Mm-hmm. We encourage you to do these things and to be a part of this, and certainly keep that in mind every month of the year.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
My family, I lost my grandmother to breast cancer. I almost, you know, my mom, I had a touch and go moment there. I worry about my daughters. I am saying this because I know there are hundreds and thousands of people out there that know exactly what I'm talking about and been through the exact same thing. It's the same stuff I was just saying when it comes to this and seeing that purple badge or that pink badge and seeing the support there and the cause. And when we have people out there who are going through chemo or struggling right now, or family members of that, they see that pink badge. They know they're not alone in that fight. They have another person that's right there with them on that. We see these colors and we talk about this stuff. I don't know that we stop enough to really just appreciate this. We've normalized some of these things so much, and it's not a bad thing necessarily, but life goes forward. We don't stop very often and just take a moment and like, man, this is pretty cool. We have a sheriff's department backing these causes. We have a sheriff's department that cares. We have the individuals in this community to do and go out of their way to show that care and that support.
Yeah, no, very well said. And that's, you know, when those, you look at those initiatives that are out there that touch people's lives, it's why not?
I hadn't said anything in a while, so I felt like I had to talk for that. No, I'm kidding. I'm just trying to lighten things up a little bit. But they are important topics, and they're very appreciated, sir. And I really do appreciate the fact that we take time to talk about them as well. Got some other things you wanted to touch on as well?
Shout out to my daughter, Jordan.
Yeah.
She had her birthday yesterday, so she's back to work over at the Niagara County Sheriff's Department dispatching for them. She was on family leave for a bit. She had my grandson, River. He's doing great. He's over 15 pounds, gaining a lot of weight. He's starting to look like me more and more, balding and heavy. You know? So we're good with that. No, he's healthy. You know, things are good. But, yeah, big shout-out to Jordan up in Crandon. So, yeah. Other things. I want to bring up Sarah McCormick. I know she was on the show last night. And I just, her last day is this Friday, and just, you know, getting almost 30 years in the career, like they talk about it, all dedicated to a county is pretty special, and wishing her the best as she moves forward in the next step of life. And, you know, you look at a legacy, and I talked about, you know, Doug Christensen before he retired, and, you know, what's part of that legacy that's going to be there for probably ever, you know, with Doug is the mental health side of things. And Sarah, you know, a couple things just jump out. And again, we did talk about them, but, you know, Project Lifesaver, her taking that role and making, you know, overseeing Project Lifesaver and now how sustainable it is and how that program, you know, I'm biased, but I'm going to tell you it's the best one in the state, if not in the Midwest. And that really falls on, you know, teamwork and ability for somebody to lead like Sarah did and jumping on it and getting out in the community and connecting with, you know, at-risk people to make sure we don't go through a tragedy like we did many years ago. You know, that's legacy right there, because you've got a program that is going to continue with the Sheriff's Department, no matter if I'm part of it or not, or it's there. And, you know, there's so many people that are part of that that are going to make sure that that's going to continue. And that's, you know, that's on her, you know. And also, you know, you look at the unfortunate circumstances that keep coming up in the country and those active shooter situations. And what we've been doing at the department is many presentations about how to prepare for those potential tragedies. You know, how can we, as people being taught from law enforcement officers to keep us safe, whether it's a church community, a school, or a business. You know, Sarah, again, did many presentations out in our community in Wood County that are going to help people be safe. You know, hopefully we never have to go through a situation like that, but now that we've taught you and how to react to a tragedy like that. Maybe not in Wood County, but somewhere else. That's another part of that legacy. You know, and then the last thing that just jumps out at me is Levon Zenner. You know, that bridge that, you know, we talked about last month. I mean, it was really her, you know, pushing that, you know, and going through that with her, and how much it took just to name a bridge, a state highway, you know, after somebody that so deserved it, and all the hoops that you had to go through. And that's going to be, you know, there forever, you know. And I think that really fits, you know, with somebody, that great person, you know, going to miss her, but look at the impact that you left here on the department and the community, that's going to last forever. And that means a lot, I think, for all of us, you know, when you could, you know, put, you know, that much time into a career and really give yourself to the community, and people see that and come around it, and then, you know, it builds from there. So, you know, congrats to Sarah. I'll miss you, you know, but I'm really excited for you for the next phase of your life. And she knows that she's always going to be welcome at the Sheriff's Department, even after she retires. We'll try to coax her back in something.
I have no doubt. I want to shout her out again, thank her for the time. And I have to do this. My mom, she is a gigantic fan of Sarah's. Certainly known much about her before the interview. Listening to the interview, just came out of it, and she was raving about her. Would have thought it was one of her kids, the way she was raving about Sarah, just how amazing she thought her career was and the legacy that she had in this area. And my mom, I thought, brought up a really solid point of, you know, we it's a legacy just on its own, important, all the things you said, sir. The fact that it is a female officer that we're talking about here, you know, can't be kind of taken lightly. And I know you don't or anything, but just to note it one more time, not because it really matters necessarily to the scheme of things, I think, especially for you as officers and everything, the way you look at each other and all that. But to young people out there, and especially young women out there, and understanding that this is an industry that, you know, you can flourish and you can do good in and stuff, and we need good individuals in, and explaining that. She saw angles on it I did not see in the interview, and I really appreciate it, and really appreciated the time from Sarah.
Yeah, no, I'm really happy that she had the opportunity to come and you let her be on the show.
We got some good events coming up in the area. Did you want to get into those?
Yeah, we've got you know, our K-9 unit. As we always talk about the K-9 unit, you know, we're so lucky to have the community support. Tonight, we have the Wisconsin Rapids Kiwanis meeting in. They already recognized us once, but there was an anonymous donor that wanted to match all the donations they did to many, many community projects or groups. And we, again, were selected for that off of a golf outing. And then somebody wanted to anonymously match all those donations. So we're going to their meeting tonight to hang out with them. And they're going to recognize us with another donation, which is really cool. You know, it's... every year, you know, I'm just astonished by the support for not just the K-9 unit, but, you know, our special response team, this fitness equipment for the new facility, we're really blessed to have the amount of support that we do. So that'll be tonight. You know, we had to reach out from the youth football program, the Raptors. They, throughout the season, have been fundraising for Wisconsin Rapids Police Department and the Sheriff's Department's K-9 unit. So on the 11th is their last game, and they get to play at the big stadium, and we'll be there with some of our K-9s, and then they want to present us a check later too on the donations that they have been collecting throughout the season. So again, they thought of us and reached out. So, you know, another really, really awesome thing that you know, the community, and you know how I feel about football.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a cool thing. So big shout out to Sean Klingforth for, you know, reaching out and other people in the community, you know, from parents that are supporting their kids playing football. And again, thinking of us to donate to. Mm-hmm. And then another thing, we've got bingo night coming up on October 9th at the Elks Lodge. It starts at 5:30 p.m. We'll do at least 10 rounds of bingo. Something that, you know, we've done golf outings that were really awesome, great people organizing that event. And then we thought, okay, let's try something different. So we're going to do bingo night. $20 suggested donation when you get at the door. And then we'll have 50-50 raffles, and then bingo cards will cost $2. And like I said, we'll do at least 10 games, and, you know, food will be provided. Mm-hmm. So we'll have many of our canine units there as well. So please push that out, and hope to see as many people as we can for that event.
4 to 9 on October 9th over at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge. Just had Tom and the gang in from the Elks Lodge just a little bit ago on the morning show. We were talking about their Super Bingo event and some of the other fun things they got lined up. Appreciate our great friends at the Elks Lodge. Support the things they got going on over there. Keep in mind, every Wednesday, got bingo over there. Get there early. It is. I drive past there every Wednesday night. Just jam-packed, man. Every Wednesday night, they got their busy over there. Should be sure to check that out, everyone.
Yeah. So,
did you have anything else you wanted to touch on,
John? Shout out for Mike Weiberg. Representative Scott Crew had reached out, and every year does First Responder of the Year. And so I thought, you know, this is a good way to recognize Mike. He's our rescue director, donates a lot of time. We've had him on the show before. And I thought, well, you know, we were at a crash recently, and he got there, and people were trapped in the car, and he's a machine, boom, right on it, knows what to do, you know, and gets people out and gets them to, you know, gets them out safely, and so that, you know, they can get some medical attention immediately. And, you know, just with that, and then, you know, 25 plus years giving back to the community, I felt, you know, I'd nominate him. And thankfully, the office, Scott Krug's office, selected him. So this coming up, I believe it's October 14th, he'll be down at the Capitol being recognized. So something just well-deserved for Mike. And thank you to Representative Krug for, number one, having the opportunity to recognize somebody, and number two, for selecting Mike. Mm-hmm. Yeah, other than that, something going on right now, shout out to Marshfield Clinic. We're doing a mock crash up at Pittsville High School right now. It's going on. You'll see that pop-ups, you know, periodically at our high schools. And thank you to the clinic for pushing that through. Those aren't easy events to organize with so many different first responders coming there. And how the mock crash works, it's like the end result of a crash. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you have all your emergency services working together as they, you know, if whether it's a very serious injury, fatality, you know, they're going through what that impact is on the whole entire school. So thank you to the Marshfield Clinic for pushing that through. We've got many of our staff out there right now working on that. And then probably the last thing to bring up, you know, it's basically official. We have a school resource officer up in Auburndale. Hmm. You know, the partnership that we have been talking about for several, probably years and months, but this happened. You know, Jesse Nels, one of our deputies, was selected for that spot. So he will be our school resource officer for the village of Auburndale, or the school district of Auburndale.
For those that may not know, what kind of work will he be doing? What will he be in charge of and doing there?
You know, a lot of planning, safety events, you know, being at the school, dealing with any, you know, issues that come up within the school. You know, whether it could be, you know, policy issues or law enforcement issues. Great partnership that you look at, and I'm very proud that Auburndale, you know, wanted to do this, you know, because that's a pretty big school district, and it's all rural, and we are completely responsible for it. Mm-hmm. You know, without Jesse, and we were still spending as much time as we could during the day, during the school year. But, you know, it had been nice just to have somebody there on staff throughout the school year. And just a great partnership that I'm really proud that it worked out for not only Auburndale, but the Sheriff's Department as well. Big shout out to our county board. You know, Auburndale's paying for part of the position, and we had to step up for the rest of it. So it's a nice partnership between the county and the school district to make something happen for, you know, safety.
It's not only good to hear about, it's something that I think we might be hearing about things like that more going forward, and that's encouraging, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a great story, great to hear about.
Yeah, he'll get his opportunity to be on the show, I promise.
Right on. That's a baby. Was going to go there next. Going to go next. But
yeah.
Always good talking with you, sir. You really appreciate the time. Thank you so much for that. And I encourage you to, you know, you spread out to the team and everything. Safe travels out there. And we'll talk again next month.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. And a big thank you to our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media for joining us as always. Go to YouTube, type in your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and subscribe to the great work that they are doing. A big thank you to Crockett Septic, sponsoring this hour for us to be able to talk with our Wood County Sheriff's Department. And thank you, everybody, for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.